Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association.
Heard.
The implication deserved.
Evaluation.
We're the word association.
And we heard.
The implication deserved.
Evaluation.
We're the word association.
Hey guys, if you guys hit the break room at lunchtime, we got some March Madness brackets. If you want to, fill it out. You know, do like an office pool.
So yeah.
Oh, that's fun. So is this like who's like best temps or like what kind of bracket are we doing? Like,
it's a bracket.
Biggest invoices?
It's a bracket for the NCAA basketball tournament. Gary, I know you're not much of a sports fan, so you might not be familiar with it. But every March they rank the top.
Donnie, I'm familiar. It's just, I just don't like the terminology since my wife went crazy. March 17th, 1989.
Oh, she got the March Madness. I forgot about that.
My wife lost her mind watching Kentucky play Arkansas. A young Corliss Williams dunked the ball.
You know, I think just don't pick either of those teams to advance. I think that's your best way to deal with it.
Hey, I'm staying out of it altogether because my wife...
Just because your wife went mad one March years ago doesn't mean every March someone else will go mad. I think it was just it just happened, you know?
Well, also, when I was 16, I got diabetes. So I just can't with this terminology. Sweet 16?
Oh, okay. I see.
No,
I was wondering
you.
Where.
No,
all
thank
right.
you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I all guess. Right. I mean, if I'm being honest, I did deal with a situation when I was younger where the doctor said I had.
Take your time.
The final four testicles left in my family.
Oh, so nothing with Elite Eight. We're skipping Elite Eight.
We just went right over. Wait.
Well, I'm just saying how
many
I was affected.
Men were in your family at that time?
Two.
You had the final four final testicles?
Between me and my brother, to keep our lineage going.
Wow.
We had the final four testicles.
I can't imagine what your DNA looks like if a doctor is able to discern that future generations will not have testicles. That's got to be some wild microscope work.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It doesn't work if the D goes in the A. It's only if the D goes in the V for your lineage to continue on, I was told. So either way, guys,
it doesn't matter if you okay. All right.
I just, you know, you could figure it out. You could figure it out. So either way, if you want to go into the break room, it's there. You could do it if you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if we want to do the other tournament, I don't like to brag, but I'm a bit of a nitwit.
Oh,
pretty smart when it comes to the NIT.
Oh.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
NIT witticisms.
The lesser college.
Yep.
That
wow.
Really doesn't matter whatsoever.
And right. Since I haven't followed since 1989, who are some of the NITs?
Well, it's just whoever doesn't qualify for March Madness, they can go to the NIT.
Yes. Yeah. Because I work in IT.
Oh, you do work in IT.
Yes. I've seen all of your search histories.
I work in UNITY.
Oh, Unity.
Yeah, I work in the Unity section of this office.
Yeah, I never knew. I see you guys all the time in the break room. I never really get to know where your spot's at.
Mark,
yeah, I haven't had any issues, or I would have reached out if I had any computer issues.
Yeah.
I'm in legal.
Oh, legal beagle.
Legal beagle. Well, we like to do legal bagels on Fridays. I don't know if that's fun or not, but that's just what we do.
It's not fun.
It's so weird.
We got extras. If you guys ever swing by legal, we got extras.
Are you telling us now?
Well, I'm just letting you know, we can never finish the bagels.
It's so weird to me that Santa Fe said citywide, mm-hmm. there's one place in town that can sell bagels, nobody else. Mm-hmm. It seems like a monopoly, but you're the. I've had some illegal bagels. Got to tell you, not as good.
All right.
Well, I'm going to head anywhere but here. Slowly back out of the break room.
All right. Well, sounds good. I will see you guys.
Well, I'm going to fill out that bracket.
Oh, yeah, please do.
I think that sounds fun. I'd like to be involved. I'd like to pitch in and makes the games exciting.
Yeah, well, they're due by next Thursday.
Oh, well, the United Arab Emirates?
Versus Duke? Whoa.
Dubai or not Dubai?
That's the question.
That's the discount.
This is the Word Association, which is the podcast.
I hope that intro didn't bust your bracket.
Oh, and let's say bye-bye to those characters and hello to Adore Fi, Brett Lyons, and Rob White. Wow.
What a transition.
What a treat. Wow, like Frankenstein coming to life on the slab. This podcast arises from the lightning of that scene, giving us life, but propelling us forward, even.
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
Who do we think is going to win it all this year?
I don't know.
Honestly, you don't know. Nobody knows.
It's way too early, isn't it?
As the pretty much predominantly sports fan of the three of us, of knowing the most about all sports, let's be clear, not discounting your sports knowledge, but I know more than both of you about all the sports.
That's true.
It's really anyone's
Name
guess.
10 horses. 10 racehorses.
10 horses?
10 racehorses.
Cigar, let's see, War Hero.
Are these in, throughout time?
War Hero is a PlayStation 2 game, my dude.
No, it was also a horse.
Oh, I wanted 10 current horses.
Yeah,
10 horses through time.
Name us 10 current
horses.
Or Brett, hey, or Mr. Sports Knowledge, or because you went back in time and grabbed the sports almanac from Biff, or name any 5 Colorado Avalanche goalies throughout history.
Patrick Waugh.
Yeah, that's the main one.
Lundqvist, was he a goalie?
Well, he was, but not for Colorado.
Well, I got 2 goalies.
Well, you can let him go back to the Quebec Nordiques. They became the Avs.
That's true.
Wow, Brett, being schooled by Rob in sports.
No, I literally couldn't. I don't think I could name another Avalanche goalie, to be honest. Did Chris Osgood play there for a bit after Detroit? I can't remember.
Yeah. Name the last 5 UEFA Champions League winners.
Who, me?
I don't even know what sport that is.
Yeah, you guys, it's okay. It's
UEFA?
All right,
well, UEFA's, there's the chocolate UEFA, there's the vanilla UEFA, there's the strawberry UEFA.
If you see somebody you know, UEFA?
For sure. I'm not sure about that. You're kind of wafering. But no, it's anyone's game this year. It'll be very exciting. If you are listening and you're like, I've never done a bracket, I don't know what's going on, you should do one this year because you could really flip a coin and you might win the whole thing because there's not a clear favorite.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Gonzaga. It's going to be Gonzaga. It always is.
Gonzaga will not be in the tournament this year. I don't think they're going to qualify.
No, I'm ruined. I just spent
$1,000. Looks like someone just Gonzaga'd their pants. Makes no sense.
Oh, boy. Well, what also doesn't make sense is that people keep emailing us. You can email us at twapod@gmail.com. We've received quite a few. Thank you all so much for sending in your rants, your raves, your queries, your words. It's a delight to receive them. Let's read just a few of them.
I listen to a podcast. What do? Open up my computer so I can talk to you. I go clickety-clack on the keys, sending an email to TWA. TWA, what did you say? I let my opinions go on the screen. Don't email us about Monty Hall.
Wow, that was edging close to litigation by Don't Wake Daddy. Don't email us. Okay. Here's an email from Alex. This is Alex from Scotland.
Right.
I think we've heard from Alex in Scotland.
Was he got the Douglas Monster?
You think that's got it?
Yeah.
No, but that's a man. That's a man who made a Scottish reference.
For someone who knows everything about sports, you have no idea about the world.
Well, accents, sure. No.
Here's what Alex has to say. It says, "Made up words?" Question mark. Hello. Do you guys have any favorite? This is embarrassing. Alex, I'm so sorry to do this. I don't mean to be pedantic. Alex spelled favorite F-A-V-O-U-R-I-T-E. How embarrassing.
I think that's like the, I mean, isn't that the British way? Isn't that the British way?
The computer will correct it for you.
I think that's a, I think that's.
Favorite.
You got a favorite words?
Maybe he just screamed voice to text and that's how it responded.
No,
to
of
it.
Course, that is the international agency. Yeah. Favorite. Made up word. What are your favorite made up words? From life or any books / films or games, keep up the great work. Thanks, Alex from Scotland. Sorry for putting the screws to you. Call me Henry Miller? Is that the guy's name? Who wrote Turn of the Screw? Anyway.
Oh, favorite... gosh.
It wasn't that was Henry Miller. He wrote...
I believe it was Phillips.
I think it turned into a play, or was it just always a play?
I believe his name was Phillips Flathead. Phillips Flathead.
Henry Miller wrote
Turn the Screw.
Tropic of Cancer. Anyway, I'm going to say my favorite made-up word, I think of all time, possibly, is from my favorite 1800s pervert, and that would be Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland and was an absolute creep. It's part of Alice in Wonderland, I think, or it's like a short story beforehand, but it's the Vorpal sword. It's a sword that when you swing it or it cuts something, it makes the sound snicker snack. And it also has something to do with a Jabberwocky.
It doesn't say Vorpal?
No, that would be insane. If a blade said blade.
Oh, you got me.
If Wolverine's claws said claws instead of shink.
That'd be pretty fun.
But I think snickersnack is one, a great made up word. And then two, is that where we get Snickers from?
Oh,
did did Mars rip off Lewis Carroll?
And where did the snickerdoodle come into play?
Possibly.
Snickerdoodle pre or post?
Ooh, that's true.
Gotta be post. Most things are post Lewis Carroll. And then also he came up with Jabberwocky, which is an incredible dance
crew. That's a fun word.
But was the word to snicker like before that though?
Maybe. But snicker snack was nothing. And Jabberwocky.
Lemony Snickers. No.
Oh, it's nougat. It's peanut. It's lemon zest. Little tart, little sweet. It's awful.
Oh, no. Oh, that'd be awful.
So I'll say Snickersnack and Jabberwocky. I think Lewis Carroll's.
Those are great. Those are great
outside
words.
Outside of like Dr. Seuss or Roald Dahl or Chel Silverstein, I think Lewis Carroll's one of the greats.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
It's a good cue. I'd say like ginormous. I used to use a lot, and then it's not a real word.
Huh.
I don't think so.
Okay. Ginormous.
Yeah, you know, this is I've got absolutely nothing. I don't know if I.
Well, Rob, you're known about the land that you don't like made up words. You like
to speak maybe
from
I'm just
hip.
Too literal. I was just trying to think if there was any.
I feel like CrossFit would be a good one for you.
Is that's not really a made up? Well, I guess it's a term.
It's made up.
Yeah, I haven't done that in years, but yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I guess I'd have to think on it. Just nothing is...
It's probably an Adam Sandler word, right? Shkibidiboo.
I do like those words. They're fun to say, so it could be, but...
We've done a lot of... The three of us have done a lot of Adam Sandler impressions in our green room days.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the email and the question, Alex. I'll read one more here. This is from Jacob. Jacob says, "Hello, I'm a big fan of the podcast. After listening to another episode, it dawned on me, have you done the word association for the word association? At the very least, it has ass in the word, so that could be fun. Anyways, thank you for doing the show. Excited to keep listening." Jacob, I'm not going to use your word association for today's episode of the word association, but what I thought we might do just
fun.
Very quickly is an improv warm-up. This is called word association.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we'll start off, and we're just going to word associate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try and, what do we want to try and do? Get back to the original word?
like go out and come back in?
Oh, are we doing like the 1, 2, 3 and we both
no, no,
say
no.
Like,
that's mind meld.
No.
This is word association.
We're literally just going to keep, you know, we'll just, Adel, do you want to just start? I think you'll get it.
Yeah.
And you've so, probably done this.
For example's sake, Brett, if I say ocean.
So
if I say ocean, right, Rob might say
11.
11. Ocean's 11, right? So then you might say anything.
And from 11, you would say
anything at all. Brett, go.
Stranger Things.
Perfect.
Great.
Right?
Great.
And then we go from there. Let's keep going off that.
Are we trying to get back to a word?
Ideally, we get back to ocean, but who knows? We'll might say. Come back to other words. We might
discover patterns.
We might discover patterns.
Keep going. So Stranger Things is the last one.
Yes. I'm going to say Paul Reiser.
Mad.
Magazine.
People.
Crowd.
Control.
Skipped over me.
Hey,
I'm fucking hey, real.
Brett.
There's no,
hey, Brett.
There's no pattern.
There's no pattern,
there's no pattern
the
dude.
Whole Brett.
There's
the
no
was
pattern.
Hey, Brett.
Until it was
I saw the
panic
pattern. In your fucking eyes, and I helped you out.
I was just about to say circus, but you cannot say there's no pattern with the three words before that was absolutely
hey,
a pattern.
Rob and I both are on the same page that there's no
ocean. There, we made it back.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, let's try again. Hey, let's try again. And Brett, let's keep in order just to slow things down. Let's keep it real nice. Let's keep it nice and boring.
All right, here we
it
go.
Was absolutely
Brett,
in
you,
order.
You start. Tough guy.
Parakeet.
Woof. Parakeet. I'm going to say pair of socks.
Feet.
Toes.
And Earl.
Say that again.
And Earl. I'll say
Duke.
There you go.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Peach.
Fuzz.
Police.
Ticket.
Entry.
Admission.
Guilt.
Jail.
Snitch.
Police.
Siren.
Murder.
Axe.
Body spray.
Ammonia.
Amoeba.
Bacteria.
Cells.
Cage.
Bird.
Police.
Robin.
Were we trying to get the parakeet at any point?
I don't fucking know. Right.
Not when Brett said it first.
Seemed like that was in a complete order.
Here's
right
the
there.
Thing.
Seemed like that was
Rob
a complete
was trying,
order.
Rob was trying to do good, and I was just trying to ruin Brett.
Okay.
No, me and Rob were on the exact same page. We were both annoyed when it got to police and you didn't say, when I said stool or something. I don't remember.
Well, I think there was an opportunity for a canary.
You said snitch.
For sure.
That could have gotten us back to the bird.
I
but
did, yes.
Regardless, so that was a little bit of a taste of a word association, but that taste being when there was some adversity involved.
Yeah. And the good thing is it left such a bad taste in my mouth that we will not be doing that ever again.
We will be.
Maybe offline we'll do
no,
it.
We will.
I enjoyed both rounds.
We'll absolutely
yeah,
be doing
maybe
again.
Let's do it next
we'll
time when we put a revolver
here.
On the table
no,
and every
first.
Single time someone
hey,
says a word,
it's time for my
you
word.
Spin
it's
it.
Time for my word. You know what? Fuck it. My word's Shrek today. Because fuck you. My word Shrek.
I don't think that's a real word. It's against the rules.
No, it's a portmanteau of shut up, freak. They smushed it together and came up with Shrek. My word Shrek, Brett. I'm not changing
it. Oh, donkey.
Is that your Scottish accent still?
It's still there. It's not
my
great.
Word today is Shrek, and we have to deal with this.
No,
yes.
It's not. All right, fine.
Let's play ball, I guess. Right. That's the word. That's the
See
word.
See how amenable Rob is?
Yeah. Let's roll with
a few good amenables. So my word is Shrek.
Mm-hmm. Is that really a portmanteau of something you said?
Yeah, shut up, freak.
Or did you make that up? Is that true?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Okay, it didn't make sense. So I'm glad it wasn't true.
Well, it's got to be. It has to come from somewhere. I know Shrek was based on, there's like a guy who was, I don't know if he was a circus strongman or something. But there's a picture of a guy from like the 1920s who was known as, I don't know if he was a wrestler or something, but he was the image they used when they were animating Shrek. And it's, I mean, he's a dead ringer. There's no way it wasn't based
I mean, it was
on
Farley.
Him.
It was Farley, though, first, right? For a long time?
Yes.
As the voice, yes. I'm talking about.
Yeah, not as the person.
Well, you didn't make that clear. I said the animation was based on this guy, and you said, well, it was Farley at first.
I mean, sure. Even then, it was still crafted in his awe, maybe. even after the wrestler was there.
It was Chris Farley recorded it, and they were like, and then he didn't do it. And then they brought in Mike Myers, and he recorded it all the way through, listened to it, and said, ooh, can I do it again? And they go, no, that's like 3 months of recording. And he goes, I'll do it for free. So he did it again for free with the accent, and then he was like, this is what it is. This is good.
Oh. I thought Farley couldn't do it because he died.
Yeah, he couldn't do it because he died.
He did die. Yeah, that was why.
Chris Farley died? This is how I'm finding out?
Yeah, he did. I was trying to look up. I couldn't find the, or like it was a book that was adapted. I was trying to see if I could find what Shrek meant or something like that. But I guess maybe if you're going to name an ogre, that's a good name for an ogre.
Yeah, I mean, ogre barely makes sense on its own. I do, every night before bed, I do lean over to Gemma and I say, good night. She goes, good night, I love you. And I go, I love you. And then I'll turn back over and whisper in her ear, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
And have you ever delivered on that promise?
No.
Is that from Shrek?
That's from Shrek. That's okay. Maybe the best line from Shrek.
For sure.
It could be. It's been a long time. So I've definitely seen it. It's just.
I've also said that to my betrothed before, and I have. But I've gone through on that promise, and I've made waffles in the morning.
Huh.
It's very easy to do.
I do think Eddie Murphy has the best voice for animation. I wish they would unleash him on something a little more filthy. I grew up when I was 13, 12, I saw both Delirious and Raw, and boy, that made me grow up real fast.
Sure. Do you want him to be World? Or do you think Cool World would have been better if he was in that?
Oh, yeah. Who was Brad Pitt was
I
in
think
that?
Brad Pitt.
It was Brad Pitt.
Thanks. No,
was Kim Basinger? Who was the...
Kim Basinger...
Who did the voice of Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit?
I don't know.
Celine Dion.
I don't know. I think it'd be a way different movie if it was a French Canadian doing that voice.
Whenever I think of waffles, and this has nothing to do with Shrek, but I think back to this guy, Bobby Slayton, who was like a stand up, is still probably a stand up. He's like from probably like 80s comedian, but he had an HBO One Night Stand that I saw when I was a kid. I used to watch it all the time. And he said, when he was talking about waffles, he goes, would you like pancakes? Stale pancakes in the shape of a brick is the way he described waffles. And that's always stuck with me. Like, yeah, I guess that is kind of true. I don't know.
I think I like waffles better than pancakes because there's more. Pancakes get too, you put butter on them.
They're texture.
Dense. Waffles
texture,
have
yeah.
a little.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's structure to it.
Very true.
There's probably not a time a lot that I'm making waffles at home. Maybe 3 times a year. But if you go...
It's mostly at a hotel,
If you're at one of those breakfast bars and there's a guy making fresh waffles, you're
Why
definitely
Why do you have to turn those over? Can't it just heat from both ends?
That's a great question.
Why do we have to turn
That's
it?
A very good question.
What do we...
Because you're right. Both sides are heated.
Are we cavemen?
I think it's
the
way...
You don't have to turn your oven over when you are making a casserole.
I think it's just the batter. The batter, the way it sits. You have to... Flip it so it evenly distributes.
Hey, better, swing.
I bought one of like the hotel industrial ones, so I have a double press waffle maker.
What does a single press look like?
It's just one waffle. You only can make one at a time. I can make 2 waffles at a time.
I only need one. Huh. Do you do whipped cream, berries, etc., like commercial?
I don't like any sort of berry or compote. I'm usually just a butter syrup.
Do you, when you guys were younger, I feel like, and this could be my own, because hey, you guys have never heard the phrase chopping it up or whatever.
Right.
This could just be my own little
Still
world.
Still never heard it since we've said this on the podcast.
Every cereal commercial I remember from a kid, they would pour the cereal and then they'd chop up, like they'd slice a banana.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then one day when I was like 18, I was bored and I put bananas in like, I don't know, Raisin Nut Bran or something. And I was like, not bad, but also I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, I've never got it. Never tried it once. Never appealed to me.
I don't even put milk in my cereal.
Rob, come on.
Rob, come on. It always appeals
appeal
to you
to
when
you
have a
come
banana.
On.
Come on.
But,
it's right
but
there.
But Rob, you do remember the commercials? That
oh,
it was
absolutely.
Always,
yeah, it was like, or like strawberries or just rat, like berries of some kind. Yeah. You're like sprinkling fresh berries on your cereal or like Cap'n
Maybe
Crunch has blueberries all of a sudden.
What makes it part of a complete breakfast?
What's
you know, there was like a part of a complete breakfast. You know, maybe like you got to add the fruit.
Wait, did you say you don't put milk on cereal, Brett?
No, I eat it dry.
Excuse me? That's not
dry cereal.
You're,
yes, it is.
You're eating trail mix.
It's a texture issue. I don't like soggy things, so I
then
don't
eat
like
it fast,
that.
Man.
No, I don't want to.
You know, John Tesh put water on his cereal. I remember
my grandmother put orange juice on her cereal.
Oof. No. No thanks.
Oh. I mean, growing up, I would eat cereal dry with a glass of milk. So
okay.
I would, like, eat it.
Then you're
and
normal.
Then
sorry. Drink. I take it back. You're normal.
What no, I used to do when all. I was little, I would take a bite of a pancake, then a sip of syrup, and then a bite of a pancake and a sip of syrup.
And then I would take the butter out and I would lick the butter.
I put 2 scoops of raisins in my asshole, sat down, did 30 lunges. This is how I consume my cereal.
So I would like lick my hand, put some frosted yes. sugar on like right on the outside of my thumb. I would bite into.
I would put some grapes out into the sun, and then after that, I would let them sit under my nutsack.
Grape nuts.
For a little bit until they became grape nuts.
Grape nuts? Kind of good.
I've tried multiple times. They're
I could never
awful.
Eat them because there's nuts
I'll
in
say it, kind of good.
So I could never do the nuts.
I don't think there are actually nuts in them.
Isn't there almonds
but
in
but also, that's a no. cereal, Brett, that I don't think can ever get soggy. I think you can have grape nuts sitting in milk for hours, and they're still going to have that gravel texture.
They found like Egyptian pharaohs buried with a bowl of grape nuts, and it's still hard. What is favorite cereal on three? We have to say it at the same time, so there's nobody can change their answer. Okay. Favorite cereal.
And so we can't word associate.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, and then say it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Cocoa
Cinnamon
Pebbles.
Toast Crunch.
I said Cocoa Pebbles. I heard Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then we can move on.
Yeah. I don't know why. I know. I had weird. I had a very.
Did you put sugar on them growing up?
No. Just
you know
regular.
That they were. I think it's cornflakes were made to like curb masturbation.
Oh, from the Kellogg guy? Yeah, the Road to Wellville. That was that Matthew Broderick movie. Definitely. Yeah, I don't know if that's really my favorite. It's the one I ate a lot. I would do that or chew. I had a big cereal phase where I would even like into adulthood, I would eat it at night or in the morning.
Were you trying to curb masturbating so much?
Oh, for the cereal, I understand. I thought, in my mind, I was like, why? Because I chose to eat cereal at night instead. I didn't know what you were talking about. Yeah,
I love the idea of like, he can't stop masturbating while eating cereal because the mascots on the box are too, he's like, oh, Honey Smacks, put it away. Yeah, what are you doing?
Give me that big cock on the side of that.
What are you, eating all those bunches of oats? You're not going to be able to control yourself.
Golden Graham's bear, put on some pants.
That son's holding a scoop.
But I don't know if cornflakes would technically be my... It was a go-to, and I really liked Chex. Chex were pretty
Chex
good.
Chex is good.
I didn't like... I mean, I did like Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles, things like that. When I never liked chocolatey cereals. Mm-hmm. But when it was like adulthood, it was like multigrain Cheerios, regular Cheerios, cornflakes, Chex. Just all like not the sweet stuff.
Yeah. I will say, while I do love Cinnamon Toast Crunch number one, Apple Jacks was a close second.
When I was a kid, I liked them a lot. I don't think I could stomach them now.
Rob, you probably would know best. Do they still have where they do like an 8-pack of tiny boxes of cereal? Because they used to get a variety pack.
I think they do have those in grocery stores.
That was great.
I haven't seen those
in forever,
but I know what you're talking about.
But they were always so... Speaking of hotels, have those like little boxes a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
Never enough was my issue with those. You'd have to eat like 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah, but also the problem was too is it would be in like a 6-pack and there'd be 2 that you hated.
Absolutely.
So like
yes.
you would just be, they'd just be filling up your cabinet with like, does anyone eat these? You're like, no.
Yep.
What's the, I feel like the cereal song that's stuck in my head the most is Ho, 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 I'm hungry. So it's like,
I don't even know what that
Fruity is. It's Fruity Pebbles and it's Fred Flintstone dressing up like Santa to steal Fruity Pebbles from Barney.
Yeah.
I also remember, obviously this is just the tune, the can't get enough of them golden crayons.
That's a good one. That would cookie crayons.
They're magically delicious. You got that. They're great.
They're magically delicious.
Yeah.
I ain't pulling no tricks for tricks.
Excuse me? That you think that's what the Trix Rabbit says?
Oh, no. That was that was pimp cereal. Did you ever have that?
That seems insanity.
Apple pimps.
Apple pimps. I don't think that's a real.
Well, Brett, if you don't think it's real, then why don't we move on to your word?
Okay.
After this brief pause and a break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Alrighty, well, hopefully you've sipped the cereal milk, which has been a popular trend as of recently, like cereal milk ice cream.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, from like Milk Bar. Yeah.
Milk Bar. Yeah, that's a good, that's a delicious thing. I have an email, and I don't have to do the song because I already did a jingle earlier. And,
Ooh, what's that rumby dumbly thing coming on down the chimney? It's a piece of mail for Brett. Hey, don't fret. He got a piece of mail for Brett. He's going to eat it for breakfast. No milk.
Julie, contractually, you can remove that from the episode.
You're safe, Brett. I'll never do a mail song, so you're good.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah.
Step on that.
It's also, raining mail.
It's been 1 week since you mailed me.
No, go ahead. Yeah, that's all.
I didn't sing a song. That was the big bopper.
That's true. This is no subject. And later he wrote back, sorry, I forgot to put a subject. Hey, Adel, Brett, and Rob. Big fan of TWA, Twat Nation. I have a semi-boring job as an engineer at a local municipal water company in Arizona. Adel mentioned he worked at one in Chicago, and I believe. Anyways, one word that comes to mind for the profession is pressure. Love the podcast and the other ones. Keep up the banter. Best, Wyatt LaFave.
Ooh, the sheriff.
Yeah, it is. So his word today is pressure.
Immediately. Without contest, I think of Under Pressure, which makes me think of the funniest thing of, I'm actually wearing a Bowie shirt, which makes me, the funniest thing I've ever heard is when Vanilla Ice is defending himself in court. Have you seen that clip?
No, I haven't.
So
basically,
right, he ripped that song
off. He was taken to court, and he's on trial, and he goes, to defend himself, he goes, their song goes, dun, 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 dun. My song goes, dun 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 dun, dun. And that's his defense.
That's so bad.
But isn't it, his defense should have been, Your Honor, look, if there was a problem, I'll solve it. That should have been his defense.
That's sure.
He could have been a great lawyer, like a TV ad lawyer. If you have a problem, yeah, I'll solve it.
Man, that
the song that came to my head right away was the Billy Joel song.
Which Billy Joel song has pressure?
We didn't it's start
like,
the pressure.
It's like no, it's like. Cause it's pressure.
Oh, I don't know that one.
That's Allentown.
Pressure. No, it's a Joel song. It's a Billy Joel song. Yes, it is a real song.
I'll take your word for it.
It is. It is.
I think a pressure cooker, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's true.
Dangerous. I guess they're not as dangerous anymore, but they were at a time dangerous.
They're still pretty darn dangerous.
Adel, that you've had danger?
Well, no, but I'm going to say I haven't seen a single second of one of your favorite TV shows, and yet I know that a pressure cooker kills someone in this show. Right? Milo Formimus?
Oh, that's far from one of my favorite shows.
Milo Formimus?
I gave up after the first season.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah,
I thought that was
one
of your favorite shows.
No. Parenthood. No, my big complaint of This Is Us is that people are like, oh, it's this family and their emotions. I'm like, you guys, we had that in Parenthood and you blew it. You let it go away. And then we have this. I didn't care for the whole, like, how did the father die? Like, going back and forth through time is a fine device, but I cared more about the relationships. It was just all about, like, oh, is this how he died? It just didn't do anything for me.
Did he die at the Boston Marathon?
He died from a pressure cooker?
No, Jesus, no.
they use a pressure cooker, right?
They did. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is insane. Now, for me, I didn't understand. I mean, obviously, it was terrific.
Shock.
Horrific. But I didn't understand how the pressure cooker worked. Like, did they plug it in somewhere? Or was it plugged into, like, a battery pack for it to continue to get that pressure?
Oh, I have no idea. Oh.
Brett, can I just say,
whoa, I'm so glad you brought this up. What a rich vein we've tapped into. I can't wait to discuss the logistics of the Boston City.
I just wanted to know.
And I also have a question. I mean, how else can you make a delicious savory chicken soup in like an hour? You know, that could take a day on the stove.
Yeah. Now, for me, pressure made me think of one of my largest pet peeves in life is water pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're currently right now we're looking at houses to possibly move to. And every single time I go into the house, like the first thing I do is like, I got to go to the shower and I got to turn it on because I got to see what we're dealing with. Because it's not something that can be fixed, really. It's hard. Like, you can buy like a nicer shower head or whatever. And I've been through them all.
Right.
I've been through all the shower heads you could possibly buy. It doesn't do it justice of like my mom's shower head at home. You get in that thing, you're knocked back to the wall. That's what I like.
You're like a fire hose.
Oh, yeah. I want like Andy Dufresne and Shawshank, and they hit him with the powder and then they hose him down.
Hmm.
Yeah. I like a heavy, I like heavy pressure.
Yeah. I do too. I'm the same.
There's, when they louse them, when they hit them with the louse and then spray them down.
No, I know what you mean. I'm just shocked you're saying it. Don't confuse.
I'm exactly the same way. I am really bummed out anytime I'm in a different shower and I like hotel showers. I know we've talked about that. That's very much in a hotel shower or somebody's house. You're like, oh yeah, you can use the guest bathroom and you use it and it just feels like some drizzling on your back.
I mean,
it's awful.
There's been times where I've been to hotels and we've said this before and it's been amazing. And I'm like, yes. And then like, I'll go to a hotel and it's terrible. I'm like, this has ruined my vacation. Cause I'll never like, I'll actually go down to like the hotel, like spa or area and see if like, oh, I wonder if it's better down there. Cause this is a joke.
I can't imagine working at a hotel reception. I work at a Ramada Inn. Mm-hmm. I'm top manager. I'm behind the desk. 9:30 a.m. A gentleman comes down in a towel. He complains to me about water pressure. I take him seriously. I go, yikes, this must be pretty bad. Then I see him walk over to the breakfast bar. He pours a bowl of cereal. Then he pours a separate glass of milk. He eats the cereal like a chipmunk, and then he drinks the milk out of the glass. And I go, fuck this guy.
Oh, no way, dude.
And he goes, shooter. Which way is the spa?
Yeah. I go, you know what? You know what I go?
As
that guy's
towel
efficient.
Drops.
That guy's efficient.
Here's what I think of when I hear pressure cooker now. I want to associate it with like the Swedish chef, but he has like a sniper dot on his head. Mm-hmm. So it's like he's under pressure to cook. I think that would be fun. I think the Muppets, there should be more action. There should be like a John Wick with the Muppets.
Oh, I guess that could be a Food Network show. Pressure cooker?
Yes.
Where it is, yeah, instead of Chopped. You could just call Chopped pressure cooker, really, because that is kind of the show. You're timed. You're under a certain amount of pressure to
Rob
do something.
Boy,
I mean,
we have your kids tied to a chair.
Oh,
for every 30 minutes that you don't deliver a dish, we will slice off one toe. I think that's good.
With the final dessert being the train coming at them, they're placed on a train track while a man with a handlebar mustache massages his mustache.
That's
dessert. Well, I mean, you gotta, if you make it to the end, you gotta up the ante.
How can he save his children if when he goes to make dessert, the dessert is the train hurtling towards his kids?
No, that's not the answer. He's in a kitchen.
We're gonna pass. Love the idea. Showtime is gonna pass.
Showtime.
Yeah, I think my biggest mistake was bringing a cooking show to Showtime.
I'm the only one that would have you.
Well, what about for pressure? I have another pressure question.
Yes.
If you're getting a massage, what's the pressure level that you like?
I appreciate when they ask because sometimes they just start way too hard, and I'm like, yeah, too much. Mm-hmm. I prefer if they're like, do you like a medium, a light? I would say I'm medium pressure.
Yeah. I think I'm mostly a, but I don't like a.
So enough that you're going to make a noise, but not a painful noise.
But I want them, the worst is when they don't move on. Like I'll never say anything because I'm chronically Midwest and I don't want to bother anyone.
I've been there for
anyone.
3 hours. Yeah. Why aren't they leaving?
But I'll count and I'll be like, okay, 15 seconds max, and then move on to a different part of the body. Usually they do, but some people will stick with it for a minute and then I'm like, I have to like, I'll start to get up and be like, I forgot my phone, I got to turn, or I'll do something where I'm like, I can't stand this anymore.
Yep.
Rob, how about you?
Yeah, I think I'm a medium. I'll take a hard as well if they want. I mean, yeah, I guess I don't
really.
Yeah, if they say it, I'm afraid. Yeah, I don't, I guess honestly, I don't get like once a year I get them and I'd love to get more. I don't do it enough, but yeah, I wouldn't mind if somebody just really digs in.
What's
and
holding you
work
back?
Some things out. Time.
Yeah.
Time. I don't have time.
You don't have 60 to 90 minutes any day.
Yeah, well, that, and I don't know which place to go to. I don't know. You got to find a place.
Well, Adel and I, we've been to the place. I believe it's on Clybourne. I believe it's called like Relax Your Foot or something like that.
Yes.
And it is a you keep your clothes on massage where they basically just put like a burlap sack over you.
Over your head, which is weird.
What?
It's weird. Okay, so paint this picture. You walk in, there's probably about 30 cots on the floor, okay? And those cots are all full of people. They're all clothed, and they basically just lay a blanket over you, and they give you like a full body massage.
Brett, you went to a hostel.
No, this is different. Different. There was one bucket, and you all pissed in it beforehand, and then they incepted you. No. It's on Clybourne, and it's like $30, but you get like an hour
right.
like, pressure massage yeah, on good. your feet. It's mainly like your feet, your calves, your arms, your shoulders, and your head. They're not really focusing on your back as much because they're not like touching that area. Right. But it's decent. But you do walk in and it does feel like that scene where in Inception they walk in and like everyone's just in a room connected to a machine dreaming. It's a lot like that.
The last time I was in LA, Gemma and I, we were just wandering LA because our hotel room wasn't ready. So we're wandering LA, we see a massage place, and we're like, oh, it's like 10 a.m. Are they open? They were open. Nobody else was in there. So we got massages. It was a hole-in-the-wall place. It was like you described, Brett. It was like beds. There's no, you don't take your clothes off or anything. Best massage I've ever had in my life. And while I was getting massaged, the phone rang, and another woman answered the phone, and I was mortified to hear her go, yes, this is whatever massage. And then she goes, no. No, sir, no, we don't, no, we don't, sir, we don't do.
No
and
I'm like, way.
Yes. And I was like, I feel so bad that this woman, who knows how many times a day she has to feel these calls. And
hopefully.
I'm like, this is.
Who has the audacity to call?
But here's the thing.
Honestly,
I would much rather somebody is a creep at that level than somebody just rolls over and is like, huh?
Yes.
That is way worse. So if you're going to call ahead, that's fine. If you're going to like ask 59 minutes into a 60-minute massage, if you're just going to go, I think you forgot something.
Yes.
Hold on. Here's a fun game. All right, guys. You're on a massage table. You are this creep.
Okay.
You roll over. What's your line? To see,
I think you missed
the
spot. I think you missed it. Okay. I think you missed the spot.
No. Brett,
no, okay.
That's not subtle enough.
Okay.
What I would do, I roll over, big smile on my face.
Okay.
And then I kind of shrug and I go, now he wants one.
Oh,
no.
God.
And I kind of look,
Jesus.
I kind of look down. Rob, what do you got? This is if we were perverts.
We are not. Legally, we really need to say this. We're absolutely not.
We're
this
not.
Is,
legally,
this is
per
if
our sponsors.
We
yeah, this is an acting exercise. All this is an
just
acting
because
exercise.
Just because I said mine super quick when Rob got up the question does not mean I've used
it.
Tennis
it just means you're in the moment. Yeah.
This is Chekhov's boner.
Yeah, I'm using something from Uta Hagen's Respect for Acting. But so I'm...
Uta Harda.
I'm laying on to you. I roll over.
Yes.
And she's like, thank you so much. And I say, hey, why don't you check under the hood?
No. Yep. Oh, no.
No?
All right. She puts her hand all the way up your ass.
Well.
Oh, that's great.
Well, for Rob, the person, no. But
there are two places in Chicago. And I'll say I've been to one of them. I've heard stories from the other one. So there's the Red Square, which is like a Russian bathhouse. Mm-hmm.
Surprise.
And then there is King Spa
up
in Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to King Spa before. Mm-hmm. I did get the massage there. That takes you down a peg because you have to be in the men's changing room. You do have to be completely naked. And there's just a guy and he's just on you just get on a table basically in plain view of everyone. And he just goes to town on you like...
Whoa.
Rolling you like
don't
elbows.
Use technical
like,
terms. Don't say goes to town on you. What's he doing?
Well, I mean, in that sense...
Well, what
like,
is he doing?
He's giving you a massage, but
okay,
it's like
say
all elbows, knees.
Sure, it's just working
like,
you.
Yeah, okay. it's but you are completely dead ass naked. And he's wearing
wait,
like...
Wait, so I got to follow. So there's no like towel that he moves
no,
out of the way? You're just naked,
no,
huh?
There's,
oh, interesting.
In King Spa, in that men's area, there are no. It's completely naked. It's completely naked.
Have you guys seen the movie Eastern Promises?
Mm-mm.
There's a movie called Viggo Mortensen.
I have seen that movie.
Yes, I have.
And that leads me to the Red Square one, which is very similar. It's a Russian bathhouse. You can like get vodka and everything, and they do massages there, and I've heard it's rougher than the King Spa one before. Like, it is like hitting you with reeds and like really just beating the shit out of your body.
Hmm. Brings me back to band camp, being hit with reeds. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen. Mm-hmm. He's in like a gang or something. I forget the premise. It's been 20 years since I see it. Anyway,
he made a promise to the West and the East said, no, no.
He's wearing a towel. He's in a bath, massage house, whatever. He gets into a fight with like two or three other dudes who have blades and he starts fighting them in his towel. Pretty quickly, his towel drops and he's fighting these three guys. Mm-hmm. If that were me, I'd just be like, kill me. I don't want to. Like, the minute my towel falls, I'm like, I'm not going to like cover up and be like, ooh, but I'm going to be like, I don't want to.
Honestly, I feel like that's going to give you extra juice. I think you're going to be like, all right, now I'm naked and embarrassed. I'm really mad.
No,
you
know, I think not it really, like this.
Yeah.
Really?
You try to knock the guy out with your hard penis because you're so amped from fighting.
That's quite the jump and twist.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a jump and twist and hard penis, Rob, why don't we get to your word today?
Well, in a second, because I just want to follow up on Eastern Pro. Like, could you just imagine if, say, he had just been to the bathroom and didn't wipe very well and you said, like, a poop smear on his butt when he was fighting?
That's
like, the
foul insanity.
Job. Anyway,
that's what you thought about?
That's like a little embarrassing, I think. But anyway.
Well, Rob just had his yearly poop smear. Hope he's doing okay.
My word is dedicate.
Ooh.
Dedicate. Yeah.
Now,
I was debating between dedicated or dedicate. I guess we could use the past tense too if we want, but we'll go dedicate.
Dedicate, I think we've brought him up a few times, makes me think of the late, great Casey Kasem.
Folks, we got a call from Maria who misses her husband. He's overseas, not at war. He's just on vacation.
The song is good, but I think, you know what would be really cool? If an author was like, dedicated a book to you. That's got to feel, that's definitely way better than getting a song.
It depends on
the book. Yeah.
Because I can think of one book in history I don't want dedicated to me. The Corrections by Jonathan Franzen. The grandpa was playing with his shit.
Mein Kampf, dedicated to Rob White.
This book is dedicated to young Rob White. This is John Irving dedicating a prayer for Owen Meany to Rob White with the worst ending of any book in history.
I wouldn't want that one. Yeah.
A young Owen Meany grabs a grenade and dunks
it
like a basketball.
Don't spoil it for those who haven't.
It's a 40 fucking year old book.
It is. Yeah, but some people might want to.
I just ruined Last of Us, all of us. Best
this
of
is
us.
I don't think you ruined it. I think that was like season two, and I think they did many more seasons.
No one tell me how Of Mice and Men ends, because I'm still watching the movie.
Still working the way through. Oh no, of course you're not going to read it.
Georgie
O'Keefe, yes.
Georgie O'Keefe. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can also dedicate buildings.
Yes.
Or have different, like, people with park benches. Is there an object that you would
ships
like?
Ships have a
You could dedicate a ship, yeah. Is there like an object where you could just walk by, like you have a little placard?
Yeah.
For your legacy, is there something where you...
Ooh, that'd be fun. Yeah, that's a good...
I mean, I would say a monkey at the St. Louis Zoo, but we've all seen how that turns out.
Yeah, it doesn't turn out well.
Boy, oh boy. I feel like, just off the top of my head, something in a park, if there was like an archway in a park or something, like some sort of, peaceful.
I like in like... football, well, not in soccer, like the most famous people, they have like an end.
Name one.
Named at, in Manchester United, like there's the Fergie end, which is like, he was the coach. Sir Alex Ferguson, like the end zone area of this thing is called
like
the
seating area was.
The seating
area,
that area is called like the, you know, whatever, the that end. But you'd have to be affiliated with a major team for that to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking more of like, and I like this. What's more of something currently in your real life that's possible?
Sure.
I just thought of what I truly want, which is I want like a nice bar. Like, Rob, we went to Hotel Roosevelt, I think.
Yeah. And the Roosevelt
Super
Hotel.
Nice bar.
Yeah.
I want like a bar like that. That's pretty nice. Not overly swanky, but nice. I want a cocktail named after me.
Yeah.
And it never leaves the menu. It's not a special.
Oh.
It's just like the Refi or like, yeah. I think that's cool.
That's possible in your
it's
lifetime.
It's interesting because I thought you were going to say like a stool at the bar, which I also think would be really cool. If it just had your name, they're like, oh, is this reserved? Like, no, it's just dedicated. It's all you. Sit.
But then everyone would think it's haunted. Like, nobody would sit on it.
I think people would sit on it.
I don't know. I feel like someone's sitting on you your entire life. Then you're covering the plaque so no one would know.
I'm not in the stool.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to be made into the stool.
No. I'm talking naming
thought this
thing.
Was after
No. We're not cremating.
They grind you up and grind you.
What drink can I get you? And please hurry, because they're shutting us down any second.
Yeah. The Department of Health.
Yeah. All we got was a plaque and a bag of ashes and some glue, and they said glue the stool back together.
Rob, what would you want dedicated after you?
So I do think... I'm not big on legacy things, but I think it would be really fun just at a park if there's just a rock and there's my name is on it. I'd be like, this, what's the deal with this? I would want something. I would want it to be something that is confusing.
Yeah,
that's what I would like. So if it's just like rock or, I'm trying to think. Not a tree wouldn't work because that could die or be cut down. But yeah, just something where you would like a sewer grate.
Yeah,
something like that where it just what doesn't really make any sense. I would like, and I did. When I worked for at IO, the theater, I used the shower every morning because I would go to the gym, take a shower, then I would work. There was a shower there.
How's the pressure?
Pressure was decent, actually. It was pretty good. Okay. But I always joke because, theaters are named after people that died. And I always told Sharna, I was like, if I die, I would like this to be the Rob White Memorial Shower. So I did ask for that.
That's smart.
I'll go sewer grate or rock or something along those lines.
I think a train track crossing gate would be fun. And as it goes down, it does have a picture of
good.
You. Like
that's
it has
good.
A picture. No, even better. Your body is the crossing gate, and when the train comes, your arm goes down and it like then stops.
Brett, is none of your family buried? What is this tradition?
That'd be amazing.
What Appalachian family tree did you stem from?
You're just like your silhouette is standing. Your arms right here. That it goes down. That'd be fun.
No, you know what would be great? They prop your mouth open, put popcorn in it, put you at the end bar. People just grab popcorn out your mouth. Wouldn't that be great, Rob?
Tell me he's not a good dad.
Yeah,
Rob.
Yeah,
we get a rock. We get a big rock. It's kind of odd. I love the idea of making it confusing. We get a rock. There's a plaque on the rock that says Rob White, and then underneath it says, "Why'd he do it?" And then, and then it says, underneath that, it says 1602 to 2048.
Just
and then,
big.
And people are like,
"Such a long."
There's like you can barely see the plaque because there's a crowd.
And then underneath it says, "Dedicated, Helen Keller."
Yeah. There's a crowd gathered. They're like, "What is this puzzle?"
Well, here's what I would I think people would call that Rock White. And I think that would be cool. Where do you want to meet?
Like that.
Meet at Rock White.
Let's go to Rock White.
Let's go to Rock White.
That has a ring to it.
You know, teenagers can like smoke a joint or something by Rock White at nighttime.
That's anytime I hear people talk about Rockaway Beach, I'm like, oh, in my head, that place is amazing. And then you go there and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah, I've never been.
It's just a beach.
It's just a beach.
I've only heard
New York
the song.
By the Ramones.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Ramones... Let's remind Brett.
I mean, you were right there. You were right there. Ramoned.
With what?
You could Ramoned everybody.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Parakeet. See how we got
we
back? Do you see how we got back there from this whole episode? Do you see how we did that?
Wow.
So that's word association.
Truly
that's what that
we're
is.
The word association.
Wow. Truly word associated way back.
All the way back.
Here's
very organic. Very organic.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of fun today, and Brett's going to do his little wrap up.
Yeah,
I call it little to make him feel better.
Yep.
Could all we do one more round of word association?
Like,
and we all
honest
try.
Effort.
Honest effort.
I would like
honest
that.
Effort.
I would feel good about that. Brett,
I'd feel good.
Do we have your buy-in?
Well.
Do we have your commitment?
Brett,
we're all friends here.
I was committed.
All right.
The
sounds
other
nope.
times.
See what's happening is you're. It's Frank. Okay, here we go. If we're good. I'll start.
I think yes. Rob has not given a starting word.
I would love to.
Rob. Brett Addle.
Great. So we are going to go in order, so there'll be no confusion.
Sure. We'll go in order.
Wonderful.
Just like we were for the previous two. I have no issues with it.
Don't.
Okay.
Let's.
Okay.
We've reset. We've hit the reset button. The past is the past.
We're all fucking friends
say
here.
Say your fucking word.
I would love to.
Going.
All right.
Hurry up, Rob.
In my mind, we're all happy. And.
All right, George Harrison.
Jesus.
In my mind. That wasn't George Harrison. It was probably. Anyway, Rob, say your word.
Floor.
Ceiling.
Fan.
Admirer.
Secret.
Lock.
Key.
hole.
In the
ghetto?
Elvis?
Elvis. Mm-hmm. Don't. Unbelievable.
No, that's okay.
No, I was just saying that wasn't
that was an aside. That was an aside, not an association.
It was an asterisk.
Yeah, it was an aside. So, Brett.
I said Elvis.
In the ghetto.
Oh, Elvis. Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to say Vegas.
Slot.
Machine.
Lose.
Win.
Shrek.
My favorite game show. Lose, win, Shrek. It's like win or lose a
draw. Lose, win, or Shrek.
Okay, so Shrek. Okay, Shrek. From Shrek, I'm going to go with swamp.
Mud.
Pressure.
Pressure, okay. Diamond.
Coal.
Dedicate.
Yes. Plaque.
Mount.
Olympus.
Zeus.
God.
Fan.
God fan. Okay. God fan.
Well, that brought us back. I'm a big fan of God.
There we go. It's fine.
Yeah, brought us back. No, it's good. Fan and what? This is how the game is played, and we're all gonna agree to that. Yep. This is how the game is played.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
We're on so fan.
I'm gonna go with wind.
Sail.
Blow.
Okay. Cocaine.
Drug.
Overdose.
Mm-hmm. Unconscious.
Laying.
Ceiling.
So if you go unconscious, you don't sprawl and lay on the ceiling. Unless you're possessed. No, this is good. And this is good. What did you say, Brett? What was your dumbass word?
No, you lay ceiling.
Ceiling.
A person lays ceiling. That makes sense. If you're building ceiling, a house, you lay ceiling.
Yeah. And I don't want to just say ceiling floor because that's dumb. I don't want to just say the opposite. Ceiling. We'll say glass.
Break.
Floor.
Wow, Brett. Wow. Hey, a sincere question. You feel good about that?
No.
Oh, good. That was due.
No. But, you know, it was novel. He did work the R words in, which, you know, that was something.
Yeah, well, yeah, I had to work the words in. I didn't want this episode to be 3 hours long because we're doing jazz over here.
This was the La La Land of episodes. And we're all complicit. Brett,
these are our words. Skibbity boop bop a deep a deep beep.
You're the scat man. Brett, why don't you do a little...
I already did it. I already reviewed the words in our word association.
All right. Then I guess that's it. If you have an email for us, send it into twapod. I don't know what else to say. Rob, you got anything?
Yeah, I mean, if you have any key phrases or ways that you approach getting a happy ending, send it to twapod@gmail.com. I kid. As an acting exercise only. Please put in the subject line, acting exercise only.
Yeah, put in the subject,
you don't want
yank
any
or crank. Yeah,
Rob,
put in
I thought
yank
that was a good
crank.
One. What? To turn around and go, I kid.
I kid.
Like I'm a child.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm doing. That's how we'll end the episode, folks.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
This was making it different. It's totally different. It's a rap song. It doesn't sound anything like theirs.
And just to prove his point, Vanilla breaks it down and sings the dings.
Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. That's the way theirs goes. Ours goes ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. That little bitty change. It's not the same. Ours goes ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Theirs goes. Ours goes. Little bitty change. It's not the same. Not the same. Not the same.